Proving the existence of dark matter requires enough precision to catch two flashes of light that would be undetectable to human eyes. Scientists believe those flashes happen if a dark matter particle collides with a xenon atom. The newly completed time projection chamber will hold 10 tons of liquid xenon and hundreds of sensors. But to protect such sensitive equipment, scientists spent nearly a year in highly controlled conditions during assembly. Nicholas Angelidis is the on-site cleanliness monitor. He says because the detector is so sensitive to radioactivity, every single piece of material needed to be individually screened for radio purity. And then there's the simple issue of dust.
Between having air that has been filtered several times and through carbon filters, and to the fact that everything gets wiped several times, and the layers and layers of clean room gear that goes into this, I think we've created a very ridiculous set of circumstances.
But now that the time projection chamber is complete, researchers are the closest they've ever been to collecting data and, they hope, confirming dark matter's existence. Angelidis says this is a huge step, and he doesn't expect it to be matched in the next decade at least.
To me, the impact of standing next to something that will have a great impact that won't only be local, but last through generations of experiments, that will be, that to me is quite, strong. And seeing the TPC is realizing that this is happening.
Next, researchers will seal the TPC in a cryostat vessel and move it to the 4850 level of the Sanford Underground Lab. And then they watch and wait. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.